Station 5, Gulf Farm Sewage Course. By the 1850s and 60s, the outer rim of the town's Royal King-Queen Street intersection was dotted with numerous industries and breweries, slaughterhouses and gasworks, and a glue factory. The effluent from these works flowed down to Schneider Creek and produced an unbearable smell for several thousand residents. It was also entirely unsanitary. For decades, Berlin faced annual epidemics of diphtheria, scarlet fever, and typhoid. Thus began over a century of efforts to control and contain the city's waste and stormwater. Waterloo Township threatened legal proceedings against Berlin if nothing was done. So, in 1891, Berlin installed a 20-acre sewage farm at the bottom of Mill Street, where Rockaway Golf Course now sits. They also hoped to grow crops over the large weeping beds, but the crops didn't take, and the problems didn't go away. In 1901, for example, a farmer on Mill Street successfully sued Berlin for more than $2,800 in damages. His cattle had become contaminated with anthrax from the untreated tannery wastes coursing through Schneider Creek. About 30 years later, a paper published in Sewer Works Journal claimed that the industrial wastes from the tanneries, abattoirs, tire and rubber factories make the Kitchener sewage the strongest known in Canada. By 1928, the article states, quote, "The system had become so overloaded that local nuisances again developed. New lawsuits were threatened, and the city was faced with the alternative of further additions to the sewage treatment plant or building an entirely new plant." Just 7 years later, in 1935, Rockaway Golf Course was built on the same site. It's an unsettling, surprising thing to learn that the city-owned course is built atop these old sewage beds. The rolling hillocks and manicured fairways belie a seeping underbelly. The wider region now pumps the city's collective sewage to 13 different wastewater treatment plants. Each day, these plants treat about 155 million liters of wastewater, enough to fill about 3,600 backyard swimming pools. Meanwhile, in winter, the city unlocks the chains at the fence line entry points to Rockaway and permits dog walkers, cross-country skiers, and the occasional itinerant rider to wander freely. But soon after the red-winged blackbirds and robins return, the gates are rechained and bookings commence. Small white flags flap triangularly along the links, the annual surrender to tea time. With land prices so high and housing supplies so short, some say it will be increasingly difficult for Kitchener to continue justifying use of this land exclusively for golf. Perhaps 9 holes could suffice? Maybe so, but in developing the Rockaway lands for housing, what lays buried could come back to haunt everyone. One urban planner, speaking personally, not as a city employee, said their dream is for 2 large urban parks, Victoria and Rockaway, anchoring the downtown core of the city with the Iron Horse Trail linking the two. Imagine for a minute, he said, running an index finger along a city map, if new development along the trail turned to face the creek. Imagine restaurants, cafes, stores lining the Iron Horse Trail. It's a tempting image, this urban drainway revitalized as a long, pedestrian-friendly, middle-class commercial corridor, the parks on either end as gathering places, the creek as a social and cultural asset. But such revitalization is almost entirely focused on economic use value of the site, not its ecological restoration. A very different kind of land use project is currently setting down roots across the river on 15 hectares of land below the 100-year-old Rapunzel-like Pioneer Tower, the Wajigamon an Indigenous land-based futurity project, is a partnership between Indigenous youth and urban gardening organizations, the City of Kitchener, and Conestoga College. They're focusing on land and soil restoration in the floodplain of the Grand River. They're restoring prairie grass savanna and regrowing a native Carolinian food forest inside city limits, replete with hazelnut trees, northern pecans, and a fruit orchard. Given that the city has committed to planting native species along Schneider Creek, what else might be possible along this new greenway, this old Gulf farm and sewage course? What kind of deeper repair is possible here?